And we're standing here with two of the players from the Pleasantville softball team, Abby Ajodi and Taylor Foley. Ladies, welcome, and we'll talk to you after your victory Monday night against Van Meter. Good game for you, Abby, as the winning pitcher. Felt pretty good out there?
Yeah, I did feel really good out there, yep.
What has been the key to the team's success this year? It's been a pretty good season so far.
We're really good at hitting, and we 1-9, so it doesn't matter how much we're down. We always have confidence, as much confidence as our ninth batter, as our first batter, and we just, we can, when we start hitting, it just goes.
And Monday, it took a little while for you to get the bat on the ball. Was their pitcher kind of doing some things that keeping you off balance there?
Yeah, she had a really good rise ball, but we just have to learn to, like, hold off and don't swing at it. And then once we get the hang of it, after a few times seeing it, then it's fine. She was a faster pitcher, too, and we haven't seen very fast pitching. And so it was really good experience for us moving forward, because we need to be able to see those fast pitchers in order to hit. And when we're seeing the slower pitchers, we just get off balance when it's a mix.
And defensively, too, I know, you know, Abby kept them off balance, but when the defense needed to be there, they were there for it.
Yeah, we have been really good at that this year, and we're really good this year. When an error gets made, we just kind of shake it off. We know that it's going to get better and that we'll get out of the inning, and we are lucky tonight that we didn't have a bad inning, because we run into that sometimes, and with such an important game, it was important for us that we just stay together and stay confident, and that's what we did.
A lot of goals this year, winning the conference, you know, beating Des Moines Christian in the postseason. I know Coach has talked about that, too.
Yeah.
Abby, you're kind of giggling at that, but that's been a frustrating thing for you ladies last few years.
They beat us, like, every single year since my eighth grade year. Every regional game we face them, and they always beat us. And so that's, like, one where we get really fired up about and really want to beat them.
And with the new conference, you get to see them a lot more times. Do you think that might be a little bit of an advantage for the team this year?
Yeah, I think so, because they have good pitchers and good hitters from last year, too, and they've seen us, too, so they know what we do, too. And it will be a lot closer of a game, and it's easier to call pitches when you know how the hitters are and which hitter to, like, not throw as many, like, really good pitches to, and it's a lot easier when you play them a few times, because you learn how they play, and it's easier for us just defensively and offensively.
The new conference, you know, you've I'm sure you're in other sports and you've seen all the other teams. Is it a little tougher than the Pride of Iowa used to be?
Definitely, yeah, because most of these teams are like Des Moines, like they're all from Des Moines and stuff, so it's way better competition than the Pride of Iowa.
This conference, they don't have as many multiple sport athletes, and they have girls that just focus on maybe like one or two, and so they play those sports year-round, and they play club, and so those the teams in our conference are just really good at what they do, and being from a smaller town and not seeing that as much through the Pride of Iowa, it was really an adjustment for us.
And, you know, I'm sure you kind of, you liked winning 22-0 over certain teams, but you wanted a challenge, too, I'm sure.
This one feels way better than, like, just creaming teams 10-0, 12-0. This one feels a lot better.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot. It's always nerve-wracking when it's close, but it always feels better afterwards.
What are some goals this year? You said, you know, get as far as you can in regionals, maybe state tournament, conference championship, you know, or maybe some personal goals you have for yourselves.
I want to win state. And I do want to win conference, because a lot of people doubted us going into this new harder conference, because we won the POI last year. And, yeah, we just had a lot of doubt going into this conference, and we've done really well. We're still undefeated, so.
We definitely want to beat the most runs scored. We were kind of close last year, and it'd be nice if, because that record has been there for a long time, and it'd be really nice to beat some of those records that are up there.
I know in your careers as well, you've had you know, coaching change. Coach Haugen is here, and you know, Coach Friday is on the staff too. So, you know, what's that like, having Coach Haugen, who's got just a wealth of softball knowledge in his years?
I think from coming from past coaches that we've had, this one's a lot better, and he's a lot more intense. And I think we all just click with him way better than we thought, and I think it was a really good change that was made.
It was definitely a really good click, and being girls, it's definitely better that he is a male coach, because he does not, like, when we make errors and stuff, it's really good when a coach doesn't get, like, super upset with you. And you know when Coach Hogan gets upset that it's really serious. I think it was definitely a good change, and we've really connected with him.
How important is this season for both of you, since this is your last go-around in the black and orange uniforms? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really, really important for me. I've been working super hard, and I know everyone else has. And it just makes me feel better as a pitcher knowing that everyone else batted all year round and, like, we're doing so good. So it just gives me way more confidence in my team.
It definitely makes me want to go to state really bad, because having gone in, it'd be the first time in 11 years that we've made it to the state tournament. And it's really important, because we'll be one of the first team sports, because you get like track, like individual events going, and it'll be one the first like team sport going in
for
a long time.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, good luck to you, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.